Before I start, I want to take 2 minutes.
Actually,
I'm going to ask you for a favor.
Okay.
Reminds me, the past few weeks I'm getting congested. Cold is abyssal.
Yeah.
I was speaking over my wife. We were trying to figure out to see her. And I said, the problem is 9 to 10 in Shalmi Simcha. That's the problem. The Metzius is, and I said, yeshiva knows, everyone knows, the yeshiva's air conditioning works very, very stark. Everyone knows, it's almost freezing. And the Metzius is a musik of body heat. It's a musik of body heat. Kenir the Holzman, there was, the Holzman was around. It's coming this time, you know, it's coming. It's an Ibriya on the Maisa. And there's not so much body heat. Kenir, that's the problem. 9 to 10, there's not much people. So, the Maisa, I said, maybe, how am I going to get people to come 9 to 10? I'll make a Torah campaign. Chashiva Satara, maybe even bordering on a Bain Mishal Torah. So you have to be a Bama Drager for that. The Maisa, at the end of the day, you're coming out of Torah. There's all kinds of Yetzirah, excuses. The Maisa said, it's an Ibiyar, it's a hard man. It's hard. It's an Ibiyar. It's a hard Zach. The mayor's flying, he's running from Sugya to Sugya. There's all kinds of excuses. There's another excuse, which is true. These things are true. Is that at the end of the day, it's Shver. It's Takish Shver to come on time. I'm going to Shver to be into it as much towards the end of this month. So make it a Seder a little shorter. Come in the beginning, come 9:15. It's a drag to be the end of Seder. I come 10:15. It's a shorter Seder. It's all cheshbon. So nice. So if I come, I'm calling mitzad Torah. The Maisa the Torah has what to say about. So, don't maybe put an incentive. I don't have money. What can I do? I would like to make a mitzad. I don't have money. So I said, Gvaldik, we're talking to Americans, chutzniks, chesed. They always do chesed. I'm gonna make a chesed campaign. That's the answer. Chesed, Torah. You have to be a mama drega. Americans are very nice. They always. You come to tell your wife. She understand that. You want to do chesed, I'm a yid. I think I'm older than everyone in this room. Maybe shy, I'm older than you. Come on, I think I'm older than everyone in this room. Tell your wife. First, you don't want to do a chesed with your Yerush Chavura. He's getting sick. Come. Chesed, make a chesed campaign. The Ilum should come. That's him from 9 to 10. And now, Be'ez and Hashem, there'll be some more body heat in the base measures. Be'ez and Hashem. So that's, please, spread the word out that we're trying to make a chesed campaign until the end of this man. First, chusu alai. First, stay in the sugya. Yeah. The Gemara states, the sugya from Rabbi Metzila Chaver, Kone Chaver. It's done eaten from Rabbi Metzila Kone Chaver, Machlik Samaroi. We have Sarechot, Rab Nachman, Rab Chizda Hold, Rabbi Metzila Chaver, Loi Kone Chaver. Rabbi Metzila Chaver, Loi Kone Chaver, and the time is Mefurish in the Gemara. The reason is because Havi Ketoifis Labal Choy Vemokam Shechav Lacher. Hagam is a Metzia, we're talking about a Metzia, we're talking about a Hefker. The Gemara compares it to Peah. As Hagam is talking about something that's not a Choy. Oh, it's only something that people had the opportunity. All aniyim by pay, all aniyim have the opportunity to get it. By mitziah, it's open for everyone to get. Oh, but the ma'isa, that's a chav lacher. The ma'isa, that's a chav lacher. And the Gemara should do it just like by a tefis of a chayv, shemogim shechav lacher, it doesn't work. So too by mitziah and pay. In the sugya we have Rabbi Yochanan, who holds magbim as chaver, kona chaver. It's not mefurish the tam of Rabbi Yochanan. The cheshbon asugya. There's a machteran cheshbon asugya lechayra, Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Ula also hold. They also hold like Rabbi Yochanan and Magbim etzirachal. Kana chaver, Because they both say that by peya, an oni la oni could zicher be zoiche, one oni could be zoiche for the other oni. And by peya, hakol, even though it's fida you could be zoiche, by peya, hakol, aniyah mitzvah, so lechor, they all hold the magnim b'tzeh lechor, konech avir. So nochem was not mefurish in the sugi, the tam of the manomer, akabonomer rabbi yechana. In Ulan, Rebbe Shua, Melnevi, it's mefurish, the reason why they hold that by peya, yekoina, you could be zoiche, lechor, hu adin mitzvah, is because of migu. Zok toysis lemaisa b'das rabbi yechana also. And the reason why Magbiya Mitzil Chaveir Kana Chaveir also is because of Migu the Zochin and Avshi Zochin Lechaveir. And let's talk in the need in my Peya. Do you say by an Osher La'ani? Do you only say by Ani La'ani Migu the Zochin and Avshi? What about an Osher? An Osher needs two Migus. He needs Migu the boy Mafka and Chosef, and he needs Migu the boy the Zochin and Avshi. Do you say two Migus or do you only say one Migu? That's the Shorish HaSugi. So Kum Tois, Clara, Amurim, the Pashas of the Sugi is that the Nidun of the Sugi drapes sich around the din of Magbiya Mitzilach Chaveru, that needs to come on to a Migu Dezochi. And that's the question, when do you have the Migu Dezochi, when don't you have the Migu Dezochi? There are Shitas that Mamoroim hold, you don't say Migu Dezochi in the Nafshe. The Mela, in all these cases, you won't be able to be, the Mela, by Chloiv, by Peya, by Mitzil, you won't be able to be Magbiya Mitzilach Chaveru. And then there are Shitas that hold, you do say Migu, it's a Shaila, Vivite, you say two Migus, you say Migu. I want to try to mevar a little bit. This Noise, what is the problem of Migu? Why do you need to come on to Migu? Why don't you have the regular parasha Magbiya Mitzil Chaveir, regular parasha of Schia? Schia mitam shlichus. In many cases, the sugi there is a before Sheminu shlichus. What is the problem? It seems in the Gemara, the problem is Chav Lacher. Poshup Shan, the Gemara, the problem is Chav Lacher. What is this problem of Chav Lacher? Why does it take away the parasha Migu Schia? And how does Migu Dezochi help for that? That's the two things we want to try to mevar. What's the problem of Chav Lacher? And what is Migu Dezochi? How is Migu Dezochi a tshuva to that problem? There's in the Seder sugiya. Before Machloek is Rashi against all the Rishonim, Rashi the Das Yochin in this issue. Rashi says that this whole Ma'akit, the whole concern of Chav Lachir, is only by the Parsha of Schia. It's only the case of Magbiya Mitzil Chaveir Bepshuta is when Shimon is coming to be Midas Atzmi, coming to be Magbiya for Reuven. But when Reuven is Mamanim a Shliach Bepshuta, Rashi's Mashma, Rashi says it clearly by Balchoiv, Reuven is Mamanim Shimon a Shliach to be Teufis for him, to be Teufis in the Choiv, Avada, it works. And all the Rishonim argue on Rashi, they come from Rayas, Michutz, Mibifnim. Kama writes that even by a shliach there is dod chisar and chav lachem, you have to come on to migu dezochi l'nafshi zochi l'chaver. So I'm avar a little bit of machloek. So let's be machtim. Let's get the yisoidus asugi, then we'll get back maybe to Rashi and Tos. The chorin takah zuch. What is takah the pshat? It's mavur that a migu mitzil l'chaver has to come on to the yisoid of migu dezochi l'nafshi zochi l'chaver. What happened to the regular parashat shchi? We have a din of zochim l'adam shleib avonim. It's an eluzman. The Kamer Yishenim, it's a posik, it's a parish in the Torah, the Kamer Yishenim, it's a svarim. Of the din, Zchiyah mitam shlichus. Ma'ar Yishenim learned that Gedder is an ansadi. If Reuven knows that Shimon wanted to pick up the mitzvah, so he's like Shimon, he's an entire shliach. Vos is chav lachem, say the chav lachem, not a nice thing. Say there, it's not the most nice thing. But what happened to the parish of Zchiyah, what happened to the parish of shlichus? So in the Pnei Yeshua, what's the Pnei Yeshua in Ksubis? Pei Dalal, he's mitzvah the tzad. And maybe, so together, I'll ain't shliach advarver. Ain't shliach advarver. Mila ain't shliach. It's also mitam shliach. Maybe it tells ain't shliach advarver. Yeshua says it's kein aver. Listen, as a klar, what he means is the chibur on the Shulchan Aruch. It's called kesef kodshim. It's written by the Bachacha. The Bachacha, he writes, doesn't bring the Bnei Yeshua, but it's an aver of the lecha soni l'chaver chol esav. You're over a person who does something chav lachem. You want to tell yourself you're over an aver. A lecha soni l'chaver chol esav. It's an aver. Naizach, the Rishayim is the Manzach Nisha, but maybe that's the Psham Chav Lachem. The Ksois says something similar, not exactly. The Ksois in Kufay says that the reason that he's not explaining the sheet is a whole, it's a chesaron by Shlichus. But if you hold like Rashi, that the chesaron of Chav Lachem is only by Schia, up the Ksois, maybe the Pshat is that B'mokim, it's a Chav Lachem, the Parsha of the Torah didn't say the Parsha of Schia. The Ksois is going, but that's Rashi, that it's a Posek, it's a Parsha, it's a Chiddush of the Torah, the Parsha of Zochin. Maybe the Torah only said when everyone's gaining, when there's somebody losing out of you, the Torah didn't say the parashah of Schi. The Sada Shova, the Bnei Yeshua is a little more mechudish, but the Sada Shova, the Bnei Yeshua and the Ksois is, and both of them are saying reasons why the parasha of Shlichus and Schiya doesn't start. The parasha of Shlichus and Schiya doesn't start. Parasha of Schiya doesn't start. So first of all, the first hour is that you look at the Lashon, the only Lashonis we have the Lashonis of Rashi, the Lashonis of Rashi. Lashon Rashi, Sai by Yos, and Sai by Ksubis is Lav Kol Kamine. Rashi by Yos says Lav Kol Kamine. Li Yitz Koyfitz, Me Eilov, Liz Koyfitz, Eilov, Alokhov, Lizeh. Rashi, And Ksuba says, Lav kol kivinei liskoi says ever lochav zeh. The Rosh Bayos uses the same lochav. The Rashi didn't use the same lochav. The Ramban, it's in the new Rambans, the green Rambans, he adds in the line the same exact lochav, Lav kol kivinei. They all use the same word, Lav kol kivinei. The Lav kol kivinei means, kol hashas means you don't have koyach. It sounds from the Rishonim that they're not saying that the parsha doesn't start. I mean, the Felix says, and the Felix Benesha of the word is not that you don't have koyach. The parsha doesn't start, of course. There's no shlichas. Of course you don't have koyach. What's the taina? You don't have koyach. It sounds from all the Rishonim, Be'etzim, there is a parsha of Shechiyah and Shlichas. You're coming armed with Shechiyah and Shlichas. Notice what we call a ma'akev, it's a taino. You don't have the koyach to use the parsha of Shlichas and Shechiyah. The Fidah B'nai Shonim says, you have to say the Rishonim maybe are saying, all the Sibas Hadover, the reason why it's an Aveiro, the reason why the Torah didn't say Shechiyah is because of Lav Kol Kmini. At the end of the day, the Chesaron is not Lav Kol Kmini. At the end of the day, the Chesaron is there's no Shlichas and Shechiyah. Efsher. Very doichik. Very doichik. All the Rishonim use the Shpach. All the Rishonim. We have to explain that they all use the Shpach of Lav Kol Kmini. But a bigger kasha, this is a kasha of the bigger kasha, and there's a big problem, is that l'chayra, if you set up the sugya, that the problem of Chabal Kherim is that the parasha of Shlichus or Shechiyah doesn't start. So then, again, the way we set it up, Migud HaZochi is a tshuva, is a solution to the problem of Chabal Kherim. That's a set up of the sugya. Migud HaZochi has to be a sugya. How is a Migud HaZochi going to answer that problem? If the Torah didn't say a parasha of Shlichus when it's Chabal Kherim, or the Torah didn't say a parasha of Shechiyah, who cares Migud HaZochi l'nafshi Zochi l'chavri? What is that? So you have to say lachar lefri the bnei Yeshua and the ksois mamshich their mahalach. You have to say they're learning. Ruvin brings this from the Masas Binyanim earlier paiskim that they're learning that the pshat is migud hazochi is a baal bat shavart and mitzias it means it's takanachav lachem migud hazochi and afshi means if Ruvin is there about to pick up a mitzias for Shimon and everyone else tining is chav lachem Ruvin says chav lachem anyways I'm going to pick it up. What's the difference if I pick it up from you and Shimon? I'm not chav to you anyways you're not going to be zeich. Anyways, I'm not going to be zeicha. I'm a Baal Choyv. Ruvin's a Baal Choyv. Shimon's a Baal Choyv. He tells the other Baal Choyvus, anyways, I'm not going to be zeicha. It's a Baal Batish of Earth that it's Poshet Nan Mitzias. It's not going to be Chav Lacher. That's what the Masa. You know what I'm saying? That's what you have to say. You have to say it's not Bechlal Chav Lacher. Memela. It's not a Dvar Veru. Memela. There is a Parashat Shechiyah. Lacher. It's Kamakashas on that Mahal. And the Smaal of the Masa is beyond. That all Migal de Zochi is just making it Baal Batish. It's saying, since it's Oymid anyways for my Shechiyah. So it's a problem. It's common. It's, I have three or four kashas, but the clearest kasha, a lot of the kashas based on shittas rishonim. The clearest kasha is well, time is already is that l'chayr by the mars mavur that the migu and the cheshman asugya is zochsik by an usher also. If you hold, you say trey migu, you could say not only by an oni for an oni for an usher to an oni. By an oni to an oni, I could hear if one oni is there, you could say to the rest of the aniyim, listen, I could be zeichen of it. It's avlachem. Oh, an usher standing over there, an usher and a goyis usher. He's standing there. You could say, you could tell Alanim, anyway he's gonna stand. I mean, you're my lawyer, you see an usher. I never saw someone who has $1 million mafkoros in the house. I never saw it. Tell me if you saw it. I never saw it. It's not that it doesn't really happen. It's not something that happens so much. The usher, the Reichman could come and say, yeah, don't Alanim, don't worry, I'm about to get this pair. It's gonna happen in a second. Avada, it's not something that's oimit to happen bechlal. He could do it. Migud HaZochi means he could do it. But it's not gonna happen. Very hard to understand over there that it's not considered a mitzias chav lachem. So chora hamuchach for me ze is that the migud hazochi of the sugyo is not just a balabatish of art that in mitzias it's oimid anyways for the sugyas lachem. It's a migud kekol migud shebeshas. It's a migud kekol migud shebeshas. Al derech we have migus that are koyach hatainis in hilchos mamonis. The migud says that if I could al yedei another taina I could accomplish a certain mamonis or a certain schus in the mamonis al yedei taina b. And it's bekoyach for me to have that taina, I could transfer and I could take that koyach that I have over here and take it today also. The migul, maybe we'll see more befrata soon. But the migul over here in our sugi is somewhere similar to that. It's since we're downing on, do I have a koyach schia? And it's saying, since I could be zeichen myself, now I could also be zeichen of you. Something like that, you have to get into. But it's zikr not saying it's ois choyv lachir. Frekach hashayl. Yeah? Nid nerosh v'noshuv to divrei apnei Yeshua and the koyach. What does help koyaches? What is the koyach? The parasha shlichus is a dvar aver. You have the koyach to do a dvar aver. Fine. You have the koyach to do a dvar aver. Oh, it doesn't take away. It's not a dvar aver. It's a dvar aver. Ain't shlich dvar aver. Felix says the Torah didn't say the parasha of schia. The Torah didn't say the parasha of schia because chav lachem. In the tzias, it's still chav lachem. By an usher, it's still chav lachem. It's not chav lachem. Nor the usher has greater koyaches. Koyaches from here to tomorrow. Oh, but the Torah didn't say the parasha of schia. How in the world could the usher be zeicha for yet? I'm trying to devise in the tzuris shmeitzer that the word of chav lachem cannot be. That the sugya, that the parsha of Shechiyah and Shlichus doesn't start. The Vaistich Ois, that the parsha of Shechiyah and Shlichus does start by Chav Lachem also. It was said by Chav Lachem also. The Torah said the parsha of Shlichus, it said it by Chav Lachem also. And the Torah said the parsha of Shechiyah, but Etzim, there's no mania to say it didn't say the parsha. No, there's a svara dikke chesaron called, it's called a ma'akiv, a positive ma'akiv called Chav Lachem. And that ma'akev, that neutralizes, not it starts off, but it says, it's ma'akev, Koloshim ma'akev, it's ma'akev, the parish of Schi and Shlichus. That's the Churin, the Suez, the Shmaitzah. It has to be, that's the Mahalach. And somehow, Migud Azochi takes away that ma'akev. That's to be the build of the Suez. What's the beer? It's taka mechudish de gazacham. It's ein gewein. It's was chazal zog. It's a sugi arucha. Chazal had a swirl here that we have to try to understand as best as we could. Stay in the sugi lechera. Loshen Rashi. Loshen the Rosh. Loshen the Ramban. It was a tain of lav kol kiminei lochov lezev liskois lezev. What does this mean? So first start by the mushal of bal choy. The Gemara gives a mushal that mitzia is like a bal choy. My bal choy, Ruvain. Let's say in a case where there's no migud azochi. Ruvain's coming to be Zoycha for Shimon. Shimon has a Choyv on Levi. And Ruvain's coming to be Zoycha for Shimon. There's a lot of other Bali Choyvis over here. Ruvain says, I want to be a Shliach for Shimon. I know Shimon really wants to, he needs this money. I want to be that. There's a lot of other Bali Choyvis. Lav kol kamine, what does that mean? It means the other creditors, the other Bali Choyvis, they have a taino. They have a taino over here. At the end of the day, we're being mafsid over here. You're being mafsid us. We have a Shibur over here. We have a right to go collect our money over here. And by taking this $100, we're losing out. We can't now take this $100. You're being mafsid us. State that the other Bali Choyvis have a taina on Shimon, who wants to get involved. He wants to be Koyvitz Me'elov. He wants to get involved and do something for somebody else. It's a taina. Lav kol kamine. You don't have a recht to do that. It's a kilo of tviyah. It's like a tviyah in Choshem Mishra. Choshem Mishra b'dek tviyah. You don't have a recht to do that. You don't have a recht to go be mafsaros. You don't have a recht to go do something that's mafsaros. State in the Gemara that it's not only a tviyah lechatchila, and this is a bichidish. It's not only a tviyah, you can hear it's a tviyah lechatchila. It's a tviyah b'dievet. If you do an action that we have a tviyah on you that you don't have a recht to do, but the eved that makes your actions not valid. Choshem Mishra, the Torah recognized the taina, and the Torah says this taina is true, so you don't have a recht to do that asiyah. If you do an asiyah that the other achim have a recht, the taina on you, so it knocks out that tviyah. It's not a good tviyah. It's not a good asiyah. State in the Gemara, and there's a tremendous chiddush. If you roiv amaroyim and roiv yishainim, that this is true not only by a bal choiv, not only by a choiv. It's true by a metziah and hefker. A metziah and hefker. Everyone has the opportunity, even though they have any bailus in the chayfetz. But everyone in Klal Yisrael, everyone has it's oymid l'schiyas kulam, it's oymid l'schiyas kulam. All of a sudden, one person is coming to take, he's be'etzem being mafsid achem. Do they have bailus over it? They don't have bailus over it. Abba l'mayis, it's oymid l'schiyas achem, shteit in Gemara, every time you're zoichin, a metziyan, a hefker, you're being mafsid be'etzem achem. It's shtering be'etzem yen, be'etzem shtering yen. Because that all the achem, they have a taino, lav kol kamine, the hos nishkenech. This is the sugi, this is the alpha base of the sugi. Posh it. And everyone agrees, I think all the Rishonim say this is the posh of the sugi. Lav kol kamine is the taina. Now, Vaistois, on the person himself, is being zoichin himself. Vaistois, but he's also being mafsa lachem. Oh, but you can't taina, Reuven can't taina and Shimon. How can he mafsa me? He's not better than you. Every time someone's zoichin to see it, everyone loses out. Why are you better than me? You should take it to be mafsa lachem. I also take mafsa lachem. However, this is the sugi starts. What happens if someone's not coming to be zoichin himself? Shimon saying, I'm not coming to be Zeich myself, I'm coming to do for Yenim. Either we'll see soon, we'll get into the particular soon. But either I'm coming to do Schiri Tam Shlichus, I'm coming to do Shlichus. I'm not coming to do for myself, I'm coming to do for Yenim. Over there, the Tainus Chazer, the Tainus Chalal Reishoi, the Taina comes, everyone else Tainus and says, Levasish Kanech. If you're coming to take for yourself, Matoy Manoy, Vakasha. But you're coming to be, you are acting, Shimon is being poiled for Ruvain. Shimon being pearl for Reuven on Cheshbon everyone else, the expense of everyone else, is a taina of lav kol kamine. And that taina of lav kol kamine is ma'akev. It's ma'akev, the parsha of Schi and Shlichus, because both the parsha of Schi and Shlichus are Reuven's doing for Shimon. We have a person who's not doing for himself. This one is even more protest. We have both in the parsha of Schi and Shlichus. You're not coming to take for yourself, you're coming to take for somebody else. Anytime there's something that's chavla acher, and you're coming to take for somebody else, there's a taina be'etzim of lav kol kamine. There's be'etzim a taina of lav kol kamine. We're going to get soon to the Pratum Rashi and Tosis, the Machlokes Rashi and the Rishayim. But this is the Poshup Shah and the Sugya, totally different than what the Yeshua and the Ksais are saying. The Pasha and the Sugya and the Rishayim. It's not Pshat that the Pasha Shlichus and Schiya doesn't start. For carrots. Let's get the names, I'm going to keep on switching the names. But let's say Reuven's coming to my beer for Shimon. Reuven has the Pasha of Schiya mitam Shlichus be Yisoy. And he be'etzim has Shlichus. Be'etzim. He be'etzim is he's coming to be a Shliach for Shimon. Av them kum to Taino, lav kol kamine. And Lav Kol Kamine, you don't have the right to be a Shliach, either through Schi or Sam Shliach. And the Mela Vada, Mikoyach, that Taino, that neutralized, that tells that Megareus Koyach, this Megareus Koyach, in order to be a Shliach and a Schi. But that's the Lav Kol Kamine. And if then we can understand, that's the Binyan of the Sugya, then we can understand how Migud Dezochi helps. That's the Eitzah. That's what, why is the Eitzah? Why is Migud Dezochi an Eitzah to this problem? The answer is Migud Dezochi Taka doesn't make it Oishav Lacher. Avada, even by an oni la'oni, even by mitzi, it's not ois chav lachir. Avada, it's chav lachir. The vayla, Reuven wasn't zoich in it. He wasn't zoich in himself. He could be zoich in himself, but he wasn't zoich in himself. What Migud the Zochi says, it's direct taina to the taina of Lav Kominei. Lav Kominei means the hosh mishkin klech. Migud the Zochi says, I have klech. You know I have klech? The Alti said for Migud. What I could do, the finam Amaroyim hold of Migud the Zochi. Since if I take it from myself, again, we spoke at that there is no taina of Lav Kominei, because when a person takes himself, and that means he does have the koyach to get in the Messiah. That same koyach I have, if I would do it for myself, I'm transferring now, and I'm using it to be zoicha for Shimon. Reuven says, Migu dezochi lenafshei. That koyach, he's building up a koyach, more or less. Migu dezochi is building up a koyach over here. Taka, when you're zoicha in a Messiah, more than a matana, more than a matana, you're being mafsid lecher. You're not being zoicha something that's yuchid for you. You're being mafsid. You're being zoicha lecher. You're doing good. You're at some staring other people. Aber Migud Zochi says, I have the koyach. I have the koyach. That same koyach I have in my pocket in order to be mafsid achim, to be zoicha myself. I can now use that to be zoicha for Shimon also. This is the binyan of the sugya. Poshe pshan, the binyan of the sugya. The ma'akev of chav lachim is a ma'akev in the koyach to do an asiyah that's chav lachim for somebody else. And Migud Zochi says, you're right, I'm doing it for somebody else, but I have the koyach to do it for myself. If I have the koyach for myself, I can merge. I can use my koyach that I have in my pocket to do it for myself, and now I can use that now to go for Yana. That's the din of Migud Zochi. The Mela, all the Amaroyim hold that you might be a Mitzil Chavir Karni, Bepshute, hold because of Migud Zochi. And Rav Nachman, Rav Chizda Taka, they don't hold Migud Zochi. You don't say Migud Zochi, you can't carry over that koyach that you would have over there. That's the Achdoma Be'etzim to the Sukh. Yes, go Mitzvah to Rashi and Toysus. So Rashi. If this whole Ma'akiv, this whole din, this whole Sfar of Lav Kol Kamine, if it's a Ma'akiv, of Lav Kol Kamine, Lisko Yisazev, Aloch of Lezev, Rashi says it's only by Sechir, not by Shlichus. Why? Pashup Shani, Rashi. Rashi says, because a zoich is a koyfetz me'ilu. The whole taina where we set up the sugi, the whole taina of chav lachem is only, but not by a person who's being zoich for himself. By a person who's zoich for himself, even if he's chav lachem, he has the right. He has the right to do that. Just listen like anyone else could do that. Zok Rashi, when Reuven's coming, b'tur is a shliach of Shimon. So shluch shalom kamoisa. It's not pshat that he is doing for somebody else. He is doing. He's Shimon. Just like Shimon could do it, he could do for Shimon. However, Schia, Rashi says, that's called a Kleifis Me'ilah. Schia. Rashi's saying, it's not that I'm totally Shimon. Reuven's not totally Shimon. Why not? That's the shot. Why not? This, I mean, I don't want to talk to Marcha, I don't want to touch a lot of Pratim. But L'chura, the Kseh starts, the Kseh says a certain way. However, there's a lot of rise in Rashi in places. We spoke about it. In Elizman, that Rashi, even though Rashi holds Schia mitam shlichus, it's not the same. Tosfos holds Schia mitam shlichus. Tosfos Shita is, Schia mitam shlichus, it's mamish like a Poshen Aminu shlichus. Since it's an Antzadi, in our case, Reuven knows that Shimon wants him to be his shliach. So it's as if Shimon mamish, he heard his voice, and Shimon told him to make him a shliach. So Taka, there's no shliach, but there's no shliach. Our Rashi holds not that way. So it says Taina. The fact that Reuven knows Shimon wants to make him a shliach is not a minor shliach. It's not an active minor shliach. I know he wants. Very nice, but it's not an active minor shliach. So the Torah said, the Nusach said, that the Torah said, you could make yourself into a shliach. Only by me did this chus. It's a chiddush of the Torah. The Torah said in something you know for sure Yenu would want you, you're allowed to make yourself into a shliach. So it comes out that in the parasha of Schia, you are being be'etzem, you're the one who's making yourself. Reuven, why is Reuven like Shimon? Because Shimon was mamanim and Shimon gave him the koiches to be for him? No, Reuven is like Shimon because Reuven decided, Reuven was mamanim himself. The koich of shliach is coming from himself. Of them Rashi says, is chal detayin of lav kol kaminei. Lav kol kminei to put yourself put on yourself a parasha of shlichus, to be mechala on yourself a parasha of shlichus, to give yourself a parasha of shlichus to be chav lacherim in order for Shimon. Lav kol kminei is chal lias koyfitz meila. But if you're a richtiger shliach, so how Rashi the Vayla we're going to say, how Rashi over there there's no time. It's the pashtus. Oh, that's shitus Rashi. What's the Rishonim? Rishonim hold even by shlichus shalom kamoisa. There's a chesaron of chav lacherim. So we'll start. There's two rushes, so I want to talk about it a little bit. There's two rushes. There's a rush by us and a rush in Gittin. A rush by us in the same exact lashon of the Ramban, the Marov Rambans, saying they use the lashon lav kol kaminei, even though he made him shliach, but still lav kol kaminei, even though shliach, lasis leilachir, it's a lashon. Last no, you're a shliach, right? Shuvin's coming in, he says, Hashalom Aleichem, I'm a shliach of Shimon. We say, very nice, you're a shliach of Shimon. But lav kol kaminei, liskois lizeh, v'lav alach of lanu. All other people want to get the Metziah, they scream out, lav kol kaminei. Ay, shluch shalom gamayse, the Rosh Be'osh just says, lav kol kaminei. And he adds on afterwards, memeila, yodoi, memeila, yada shliach is not ki yada mishaleach lingin zeh. The way we're setting up the sugi, everyone understands, that's not the first word of the Rosh, it's a telad. Once it's chal, a taina of lav kol kimine. The Rosh doesn't mean the parsha of shlichas wasn't said l'chav lachem. Rosh means once there's a taina on the shliach of lav kol kimine, memela, that's ma'akiv, memela, it's megareya, memela, he doesn't become a shliach lenient zit. That's the Rosh's word over here. What's the pshat? I shluch Hashem kamoisei. So l'chor, medav zog and medas rishonim. All the rishonim, they brought rayas before they said, and this comes, toisvis, come on, all the rishonim is saying cheshbin, it's mucher na l'krashi. What's Rosh say? So the answer is, a shliach after al shluch Hashem kamoisei. But Reuven is then that he's not Shimon. Reuven's not Shimon. Reuven has a parsha called Shlichus. And he was makabel to be a Shliach. His taka was makabel to be a Shliach. But mitzad kama, he's acting as a Shliach, he's doing for Shimon. But is he be'etzim Shimon? Allah not. He's not meshubed to Shimon. We'll bring it out. The stipler says, brings it out this way. Zok the stipler. At the last second, let's say taka made him a Shliach. In case of a Metziah. Shimon made Reuven a Metziah. He made a Shliach a Metziah. And he was maskim. And he went 20 miles to pick up the mitzvah. At the last second, Reuven decides, I'm not picking up for Shimon, I'm picking up for myself. What happened? So is it mechuyev? Is it something? Is it mechuyev to do shlichas? Why mechuyev to do shlichas? Avada the shlichas nacha. It says the whole din of kamoisa is mitli toli v'koi. I'd come, I'm going to execute. Reuven's going to act as Shimon shliach. Reuven's not be'etzem Shimon. I'd come, Reuven b'shas the schia, b'shas the meshas ma'isa, decides to carry out the shlichas. He's a shliach. But he's not bechefze, he's not meshubin, he's not like a poil, there's no kinyan that's chal on him that he's automatically a shliach. He's be'etzem Reuven who's deciding to do shlichas for Shimon. He's be'etzem Reuven that's starting for Shimon who's deciding to do shlichas for Shimon. Zok to Rishonim, Avdem is tayin echal do lav kol kamine. Shimon be'etzem, Reuven, you're be'etzem Reuven. You're deciding now to do shlichas for Shimon. Lav kol kamine now to decide to do shlichas for Shimon. At the end of the day, you're another person. At the end of the day, you're not Shimon. You are Reuven who's deciding to do shlichas for Shimon. Lav kol kmine is handled to Rishonim, tiny Rishonim, even on a person already was chal shlichas, and he didn't make himself a shlich. But at the end of the day, shlichas, he's doing shlichas for him. V'harayah, that's the problem. He could do it for himself. So the Rishonim hold, even on shlichas, is chal the tiny of lav kol kmine. And the male, avada, there's the shlichas. Avada, at the end of the day, the yad of shlichas, not kiryad of shlich, it means that. That's Chan the Rosh, and the fetus portion of Mahal will go. Rashi holds not like that. Rashi holds, agedekach, lav kol kmine doesn't go. Someone already is a shlich. Doesn't go out to the kach. There's no rush in Gittin. The rush in Gittin also. Let's look at Tavis Balchay over there in Gittin. Yud Aleph. Rush also proves, not like Rashi, brings Rashi, and also like Rishayin by us argues on Rashi, proves in the Sugi in Ksubis. The other Sugi is that Avada, even by a Shliach, there's a chesaron of Chav Lachir. There's a tiny of Lab Koki Mine. But the Rush is underheard. The Rush and the Rush are the following. It's muchach v'miyem v'bachoshu v'afilu b'aso yishliach chavlachim. Zok to Rosh, listen a little closer to Lashon Rosh. Loi domi l'mada itmar ba'almo shlucho yishol adam kamoisa. What do you mean shlucho yishol adam kamoisa? What time? Chavlachim? If he's kamoisa, he could do lachim, Zok to Rosh. The lav kol ki minei l'shav yishiach lov chavlachim. It's Lashon Rosh. Here the Rosh is talking about the Meshalech, not the Shliach. Shimon sent Reuven to get his choiv, or to get a metziah, zok to Rosh, lav kol kaminei for Shimon, to point to shliach, lochav lachem. Sounds like the Rosh, the way we set up the sugya, lochav lachem is always something bad some other people have tainas on. For you to do it for yourself, you can do it for yourself, no one can have a taina on. Aber hagufa, you to give it to someone else to do is also a taina weiter. You can't give someone else to do, you can't be marchiv yourself, you can't make a representative of yourself, lochav lachem. Yourself, you can do lochav lachem, but to give to someone else, lochav lachem, is a taina on you also, lav kol kimine. You don't have the recht, you don't have the koyach to give gibzich iber and shlichus to yenem. That's what it sounds like the Rosh is saying. But first of all, it's two problems. First of all, it's a steer to the Rosh over here. Yeah, the Rosh over here says it's a chesaron in the shliach, over there the Rosh says it's a chesaron in the mashaleh. First of all, the second of all, the bigger problem, and understand the rush over there, if it's a chesaron in the mashaleach, the problem is mashaleach can't create a shliach. Loch of lachem, because of lav kol kimine. We'll go back to the binyan of the sugya, the way we set up the sugya. What is migud dezochi going to help out? We saw that when a problem, chov lachem, migud dezochi helps out. Bishlam, the problem was mitzad the shliach, that the tain is on the shliach, lav kol kimine. Migud dezochi says he has the koyach, he's a bar koyach. Oh, the problem is in mashaleach. If the problem is in mashaleach, so what is that going to help? What is that going to help? The Mishalech, Shimon can't send Reuven. So Reuven has the koyach, but Shimon can't give him the koyach. Shimon has to. We have to go to the parsha of shlichas. We're using the parsha of shlichas. How could Shimon give it? Lachar nearly. I made this a little bit of a chiddush shot. But Ken Zayin, which is lush in the rush. Interesting. The first deed, good deed. The second one, the rush is asking a kasha. The rush by us is in the mafarsh. He says over the sugya, and he says that the din, you see, the din of Chav Lachem is afilu aso yishliach, dilav kol kiminei, Last week, over there, the Rosh doesn't say over the Gemara and just say, Dilab kol kimei l'shav ishlech. The Rosh reacted, the Rosh and Kasha Gemara, but lo yidami. But he's asking, v'ntoymar, how shulchu shalom kamaisa? The Rosh is asking a Kasha. That's not in the Tzuzah Shmaitza. I think the Rosh over there, Avada, he learned pshat like the Rosh by us. Vikr Svar of Lav Kol Kamei is talking about the Shliach. He's talking about the Shliach. The Rosh had a Naya Kasha over there, and the Rosh is a Naya Teretz. Back to our Sugya, that the Nidin is Betzim on the Shliach, that's the Tzuzah Shmaitza. What's Kenzayin the pshat? Kenzayin, it's a Chiddush, maybe, my McMoore. But I think the Kivon is, the Rosh is saying like this. The Rosh Taka, you also, another Diktuk, there's a second Diktuk, he used the Lashon. We saw the Ritva and Elozman, and when the Moshach from the Shas uses the Shprach, Shulch Shalom Kamoisa, the Gemara is trying to say something, a special Madrega of Shlichus. The Rosh doesn't ask, The Rosh doesn't ask what happened to Shlichus. The Rosh asks, Vloidomi the Shluchus Shalom Kamoisa. Maybe the Pshan of the Rosh is like this. I'm going to say a word. And we saw that Be'etzem, every time someone Zoichen and Mitzian, Zoichen and Hefker, Be'etzem it's a Chav Lacher. Be'etzem it's a Chav Lacher. Be'etzem, even when I am zoicha for myself in Mitzi and Hefker, I'm be'etzem chav lachir. No, the vod vos, the pshat is, I have the koich loch of lachir. I tak have the koich loch of lachir. I have the right. Well, a person has the right for himself to be loch of lachir. Vector Rosh and Ayavort. Maybe the mishaleach could give over, could stick into the shlichus. He could give over to the shliach the right loch of lachir. There's a pshat, I'm supposed to making you to do a shliach. Again, Shimon sending Ruvain, you be my shliach. And Stam, you are the shliach, you fear ois the din. That was the Rosh was dealing with by us. And that is a taina. Lav kol kimine, liskois, loch of lezeh, liskois lezeh. Frek to Rosh, maybe I can make a kamoisoi on the fact that if I could be chav lacher, I can give over that right, that koyach. I have a koyach. We see. In the din of Migud Azachi, there's a musik that's called a koyach loch of lacher. Maybe I could give over the koyach loch of lacher, I can give it over to the shliach. Let me make Lo Domi no Adam Shulchan Shalom Kamaisei. There's a Parshu Shulchan Kamaisei. Frek the Rosh. If the Parshu Shulchan Kamaisei, everything should go to Shulchan Kamaisei. Let me give over the din to take the Metzia with the Koyach Loch of Lacher. Does Dr. Rosh? If I'm coming to give over Bezunder the Loch of Lacher, Dr. Rosh, Lav Kol Kiminei, give over Loch of Lacher. The Lav Kol Kiminei is Chal on Gufa giving over the Loch of Lacher. Oh, but the Bayos, we're back to the regular thing. The Seder, he can't give me over the special Koyach Loch of Lacher. Oh, but let me do it Al Shlichas. Does Dr. Rosh? Lav kol kiminei. There's a taina on the shliach. Lav kol kiminei. When the Migud Azochi is answering the problem on the shliach, the Migud Azochi doesn't have to answer the problem of the mishalech. The Rosh was only coming on to that he's coming a special new koyach that maybe the mishalech could give over the koyach lach lachir. But if you Migud Azochi solves the problem of the shliach, that there's no taina on the shliach because the shliach Migud Azochi, the shliach has his own koyach. So then there's a regular parsha shlichas. I'm asking you to the shliach. You fear ice however you want, however you could. You have your own koyach. You fear ice with your own koyach. The Kenzayim belief in that the two Roshes are mashlim zezeh. But etzem, the Iker is the Rosh and our sugya. The Rosh is going by our sugya with the poshet, without the fancy din of shlichus. It's coming with the regular parsha of shlichus. And that we said that the Rosh says, and all the Rishon Magen and Rashi are saying that even on a shliach is chal a tain of lav kol kminei liskeis v'zev halachav lezeh. The Rosh in Gittin maybe was asking that maybe agufa kol ze achnis into the shlichus. I'm giving you over a koyach lachav lachem. I'm making your shliach liskeis b'metziyev halachav lekalayim. That's what I'm making your shliach to. If them Dr. Rush, that extra trot, I can't make you. I can't make your shlich lisk loch of lacher. So what can I do? I can make a shlich, it's time to make a metzia. You have a problem. Migud Azochi is an answer to that problem. Oh. So what's with Daz Rashi? Get back to Daz Rashi. Rashi, we explained a little bit what's the chilah between Shchi and Shlichus. Oh, but we show him ask two questions. We show him ask, you see in the sugya twice. Rather, you see in Rashi in Beitza also. There's a Rashi in Babakam also. Come on, four places where it says Mavur, Mavurish. That if you make a shliach on a hefker and a mitzia, taka helps. Three, four places that taka and Rishonim. So you see, I'm sorry that there's a need of chav lachem. Doesn't help. There's a need. You have to come out to migud azochi. There's three or four places where it says even by a mitzia, and the Rishonim asked some ksubis also. So I want to be mitzia something. The emes is all the achrenim come out to go one mahalach. All the achrenim come out to go one mahalach. The Sivas, the Machanefrayim, the Beis Halevi, they all bring in the sugya. Maybe we'll have time. We're going to get to in a few minutes. They all want to say that Bedas Rashi, Bechlal, you can't make a shliach on a metziah. To answer the question of a metziah, you can't make a shliach on a metziah. Because you say it, we'll see soon. From the Ran, that you need to be a shliach shabala moment. The Meshaleach has to be a bala moment in order to make a shliach. And a metziah and a hefker, the Ran holds like upon him, but even by hefker and metziah, you're not a bala moment. You're not a bala moment. And Mela, you can't make a shliach. Maybe that's what Rashi holds. That's what they want to be metziah. I'm not going dafka, not going into it. I'll just say my problem with it. First of all, it's a little sauce. Say, there's a fellow about the Maisa. Hopefully, we're going to get to it. There's a Shem, Daf Yud Beis. It doesn't stim. Rashi, it doesn't stim with the Ran. They're coming from Iran. And I think it's Mukhach and Rashi. Rashi says a different text to the Ran's Kash and Daf Yud Beis. muchach l'chara that Rashi doesn't hold of the chiddush of the Ran, the huge chiddush of the Ran, that even by hefker and mitzia there is a din of shluchah shabal mama. It's my problem. If you're holding better than me, I want to be mitzia if shenachavort. I think maybe there's a remnant of this in the Shita. Shita says that the Mishan Rashi. Shita says we can mechalip a dash Rashi between mitzia and bal choiv. When a bal choiv, a tavia makes a shliach on to be goyves choiv, he's kilu becomes it's kilu to his harsha. There's kilu to his harsha. Mashen kebem mitzia, there's no harsha. It's not so clear what the Shita means. What does it mean is kilu harsha? Come on, see maybe the following part. Maybe it's a chiddush. Let's see what the Eilim thinks. Efshazay, in Kenzan is a big chiluk between a bal choiv and a mitzia. There's a big chiluk first before the shliachis. When the meshaleach himself is tevei achoyv and meshaleach himself is goyv and mitziyah. Don't want to be mitziyah v'das Rashi. Maybe we want to change around the tables. Maybe forget it. Maybe Rashi, that's furish loshen Rashi ksuba stuff. Tzadik the pay down basis that even the chesaron of lav kol kmini applies to a shliach. Furish loshen Rashi pay down basis. Maybe Rashi maskim. There's a little bit of mapecha. That's why I'm not so uncomfortable with it. All the rishaula achrein when there's the dishes of Rashi. But maybe Rashi b'yisoid hadavar agrees to all the rishain. But the concern of lav kol kmini applies to a shliach. It's a lashon Rashi in Ksubis. Balchoyv is different. When you make a shliach for a balchoyv, it's different. Why? There's a svar. Svar, you sure? When a person is being goyva mitzia, picking up mitzia for myself. The etzem, when I do for myself, I'm also chav lacher. Everyone in the world could get it. I had any special rights to it more than anyone else. I didn't have any special rights to it. Everyone could get it. The potential is up for everyone. Another part is no one could have a tain on me. How can I be chav lachem? Because I have just as much right to you. But be'etzem, I'm doing a pool. I'm doing an asiya that's chav lachem. But when a baal choiv has a shibur on the nechosim of the loiv, a malvi has a shibur on the nechosim of the loiv. He has a shibur. He has a shibur to be tevea. His memoini gabach. He has a shibur to be memoini gabach. When he's being tevea, who's tevea? He's being tevea. It's $100 that a baal yenim. The pshat is when he's taking it, he's doing it on a sea of chav lacher. He's taking his money. He's oisa b'shaloi. He's not doing something, maybe they thought they had an opportunity to get it until he got it. But when he took it, he's taking his own money. He's taking money. He's taking back his original money. He's taking his original money. He has a money gaboch. A bal choiv has a tfi, has a shibur. We call him a money gaboch. That mega dollar that I gave you, I have it by you. When I'm taking for myself, this is why I want to be matzi, but that's Rashi. It's not called I'm doing a pool of chav lacher b'chla. It's not pshat that I'm doing a pool of chav to the other bali choivus, but I have the right to do it. It's not called, in the tzias avada, it's called avada, they missed an opportunity, avada. But it's not called that I'm taking away something that I had a shaykh to that. So in Melo, when I send a shliach to do something, and I give over a shliach, kinira, I give him over all the koiches, I give him over my memoini gaboch, that kenzai is lashon l'shita, when he means, kilu your morsha. I didn't write a harsha, I wrote a harsha. But whenever you're making over a choiv to make a gvias choiv, whenever you're coming to make a gvias choiv, you're giving over your gemoyne gabach. The pshat over there Rashi holds is, you're not making a shlichus lochav lacher b'chlal. You're not making a shlichus lochav lacher. If he wants to come himself, and he wants to make schia, and he didn't put the gemoyne gabach, he didn't give me the gemoyne gabach, then he's a koifetz me'elav. Then there's a problem, then he's coming to chav lacher. But ba'al choiv, al kama the malve gives over, makes a shlich, and gives me over the gemoyne gabach. So it's not a pool of chav lacher b'chlal. It's not really called that I'm doing chav lacher. Potentially they could have got it, but he's doing something in his own backyard. Is it? Someone to give a get, is that considered chav lacherim? Is it mechav to the isha? When someone gives a get, is that a problem of chav lacherim? Is it a noisy of chav lacherim? The Sfarah says not. The Baal's being chav lacherim, he's bailus over the isha. That's his whole bailus. His bailus over the isha is, to be, if he wants to divorce her. It's not a chav lacherim. Can't say the bailus of a baal choiv is koilin it, a moinig aboch, to take back what's his. So that's not cool, the pilot. Forget about that it's chav lacherim. No, he has the extra recht to do that. No, it's not a pool of chav lacherim. I mean, over there, Kenzai and Rashi said that it helps. It helps with a shliach. But by Mitzia, where it is a chav lacherim, I know I'm sending you to do be a shliach chav lacherim. Kenzai and Rashi agrees to all the Rishon. Avad even a shliach. I what's the sugging subis? The sugging subis talking about balchoy. So there, we could use teretz of many, many, many different achrayim, different teretzim. Avad will say the nesivis. The Nesiva says over there, there was no Sheba, there was Yisayim. There was no Sheba in the Chasim over there. There was Yisayim. So over there you have a case where the Baal Choyv is coming to be Goyve without a Sheba. He doesn't have the Svar that he's Kamorsha. And Melo over there, it's Taka Shakal to a Mitzia. Can't say in the possibility. That's all, Efshur. That's Rashi. Yeah, I want to start. I don't have time, but at least to start. We shouldn't blame Amaratim. It's Noisi. This is Arasug is the Melanta. It's a Noisi. The Ikam Mekamis and Shas, but the Etzim was the Vapasha by the Achoinim and Rishainim, a big Yisayim and Shlichus. Start very, very, the Kitzur, the Ramban, the end of the Sugya, the Rambirchanan says, Until now we had that the whole sugya, the Gemara is busy with Migu Dezochi and Amshi. Right away the Gemara says, brings in Peah, Migu Dezochi, you need two Migus, one Migu, Migu Dezochi. Why do you need Migu Dezochi? The Chara comes out that it's Mizbar, the Hemshech HaSugi. The reason why we need Migu Dezochi, and there isn't a regular parish of Schiyah and Shlichas, is because of the Pram of Chavel Achim, like we're setting up the whole time. Kenzan is a big mocker, not like that. The Ramban at the end of the sugya of Yerichanan, he says, Yerichanan holds Rabbi Mitzil HaChaver, Kona HaChaver, Frektois is the steer. The Ramban, Rabbi Yerichanan and other places holds is the Pram of Chavel Achim. So Toysis Taka says, like we said, Rabbi Yerichanan meant als Migu Dezochi, and Echanam. Rabbi Yerichanan meant als Migu Dezochi, as Toysis. The Ramban says, like, Ban says Rabbi Yochanan is mechalik between Mitzia and Balchoy, which is the very Mustafa the Gesvar. And he holds the whole chesaron of Chav Lacherim is Balchoy. We're talking about all of the Balchoy have shibudim. That's called Chav Lacherim. But in Mitzia, where they didn't have any schus and mamanis, there was all opportunities. That's not called Chav Lacherim. There's no time of Lav Kol Kamine. Zokter and Ban, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of the Migul Dezochi. Fakir, he doesn't hold. Halacha Furish, he doesn't hold Migul Dezochi. In a case, Lamashal, another Balchoy, one Balchoy wants to be Zoycha for another Balchoy, it's not going to work. Because Rabbi Yochanan, and we pass like Rabbi Yochanan also, we don't hold the Migul Dezochi Nafshe Zochi L'Chavri. But Mitzia, you don't have to come out to Migul Dezochi Nafshe Zochi L'Chavri B'chal. But Mitzia, there's no problem of Chav L'Chavri. But back to the regular parashah, Schiyah and Shlichus. So Zochi Ramban, what do we shouldn't bring the Ramban? I'm a head Yimachriya like him, the Ramban. Ramban sounds like he's going like him, but we will bring this Ramban over here. The Pella is, effective. Reuven asks, everyone asks from the Ramban. So Ramban is saying that by Mitzia, only by Baal Chayv, the Chesaron of Chav L'Chavri, only by Chayv. So what happened to Peah? What happened to Peah? In the beginning of the sugya, by Baal Chayv you have to mount amigo. But by Peah Lecher is like by Metzia. Peah also, there's no oni that had a special schus in it. It's any oni had a special schus, a special shiv in it. Peah is Lecher like. This terutzim, I don't have time to go into it. It's muchach that it's not Chav Lecher. It's muchach and cheshmen from the Ran. I can't go into the ganzen cheshmen, but it's muchach that the answer is not that Peah is also Chav Lecher. So Lecher, I'll start the Tchilas Hadover. Lecher is mefurish in the Ran. I'm gonna give a look. It takes a little time to open up the Rambam. There's a Rambam. You're gonna look around after your base. She's a bissel nageyat to the chutzah, sugya chutzah, which we're gonna be learning, and more nageyat to our sugya. But the Rambam over there is dealing with why you can't make a chutzah to be koyin a mitzia. And then Ban says this yisoid we said before that you can't. You need to be a shliach shel baal hamamon. What does it mean to be a shliach shel baal hamamon? It means in order for a meshaleach to give over a shliach koyach to do shlichus, any shlichus in the Torah, he has to be a bailam over the asiya that he's gonna do. Dr. Ran, Hefker, Messiah, I'm going to buy them over the Hefker and the Messiah. When I go take it, I'm going to come and buy them beforehand. There's no precedent, there's no preceding bailus over a Messiah and a Hefker that I could go give over somebody the Koyches to go do the Shlichas. If I have something and I want to be makhnit to somebody else, I'm a buy them, I can give over some of the Shlichas. Messiah and Hefker, I can't do. Dr. Ran, what's my raya? There's two few rayas. Well, one of his rayas is Arsug. How do I know that even Hefker and a Messiah, you need to be a Shlich Shabbamam? Dr. Ran, Mitarik Dvar. Leich Tilmah from the Sugya and Chesem and Tesma base. Harei the Zaman Amar, we passing that way. That the Rabbonon, the Chachamim hold, the Me'oni La'oni, you could say it. You could take pay a Me'oni La'oni, but you can't take Me'osher La'oni. Reflect around, what's the chilek between an usher and an oni? What's the chilek? Why can an usher can't take an oni? Zokter Ran, Al Shlichus. Why can't it be? If Schimi Tam Shlichus, if there's a regular parasha of Shlichus, usher can't do Shlichus. An usher can't do Shlichus, why not? The Teretz is, Dr. Ran, I see you have to come out to Migul Dezochi. The Teretz is, regular Shlichas, Dr. Ran, doesn't work. I have to come out to Migul Dezochi. Migul Dezochi only works for one Ani, because it's one Migul, and an Asher, it doesn't work, it's two Migus. Dr. Ran, I see from over here, there's a Yisoy called Shulchan Shabbat Lamon. Lechur, it's Muchach in the Ran. I can't fear eyes. It's wetting the appetite of the oil. That it's Muchach in the Ran, that the Ran learned. The Ran saw in Asugya that he learned that the reason why we were coming to Migul Dezochi, the reason why that's coming to Mesalik is not the problem of Chav Lacher. It's taka. Well, I'm going to this a little bit. That it doesn't taka say it's a very sosma sugi. The sugi doesn't start throwing around migul dezochis. Doesn't mention a word about chav lachem. Later on, the Gemara brings Omer Abchiv the Omer Abnachman the Tevis of Alchoy Magmush Abachem Loi Kana. Reflecting more, my timer. Tevis of Alchoy Magmush Abachem. Shol Aleichem, my timer. The whole sugi is starting to go to chav lachem. The Gemara now asks Rabbi Yechanan, my timer. What do you mean? The whole sugi is screaming out that you need migul. Well, the Gemara now wakes up. Why shouldn't it be kaina? The Gemara should say yeah. The Gemara, if anything, the Gemara should say they don't hold of migul. The Marshall said, my time, I don't hold a migu. But the Marshall doesn't say that. Marshall says, my time, I have a chem. What are you waking up now? It seems like the Ran, and maybe other Rishonim learned, Pashup Shah and the Sugya, that there was a different reason why we have to come on to migu to Zachi. It's something called, you have to bevar what this is, something called, you have to be Shluch HaShabbat HaMam. And that's the reason why you need to come on to migu to Zachi. And that's what migu to Zachi is helping out for. And Fakert, migu to Zachi maybe doesn't even help for Chavlachim. Mamish Matecha, Mamish Andrush from Rashi and Toysus. And maybe they hold the Fakert, the whole Sugya of migu to Zachi. way we start, the whole beginning of the Chabur is the whole Sugya Migdal Zochi. It's a handling the problem of Kabbal Acher. There's a problem of Kabbal Acher. Migdal Zochi answers that. Some people do have Migdal Zochi and Migdal Zochi. Maybe there's a whole other way to learn the Sugya. At the Ran, the Ramban maybe learned the Sugya. That the need and the reason why I'm coming on to Migdal Zochi is because of the concern called that I'm not a Shluch of Alamam. That Migdal Zochi somehow helps, and maybe if I care, that doesn't even help the Chlal for the Kabbal Acher.
Yes, I heard it.